Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Dr. Oz, gotta talk about my cleanse. He's on hold. I guess he's doing a big show on 50 Shades of Grey on CTV at 4 p.m. today.
I love
Dr. Oz. I really do. You want to put him through?
Yeah.
Mocha's getting the tunes ready.
Hang on.
Some Dr. Oz music.
Hey, Dr. Oz.
Rock Mocha, before you say anything, I need to hear from more. You know how much I love him. He's got a special way of just greeting me. He wakes me up in the morning.
Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. Maury, go ahead.
Dr. Oz, how are you?
Well, how are you, Maury?
I'm good. Okay, too. Roz and Mocha will scrub in for the interview. Here we go.
It's so disgusting. It's so weird.
Hey, Dr. Oz, how much do you hear or get questions about cleanses?
A lot.
My girlfriend is on a cleanse, and so I thought I would join her on it. I really know nothing about them. It's a juice cleanse. It's called Total Cleanse, I think it's called. I don't know what it's cleansing. I don't know what the purpose is. I don't know why people do this. All I know is I haven't eaten in 48 hours.
Well, the cleanses are better than the colonics, so if I have a choice, I'll take them. Yeah, a lot of folks, just go through this. So colonics people take because they think they're going to clear all the junk that's been left over for the past couple years.
Yeah.
That's not what happens. The reason when you go to the bathroom, it's that nice, big, full S shape.
Yeah.
Is because that's the cast of the inside of your intestines. And so if you're eating the right food, a healthy person will evacuate everything that's in there, which is why it's that shape. That's why we check to see if it's that shape. The cleanses are cool because they will reboot your taste buds, which is the most important thing they do.
Oh.
And they take a little heat off your liver, so which means that, you know, it gives your liver a chance to, because the liver detoxifies you, it's got to detoxify itself. So as it regenerates itself, it gets a stronger in its ability to keep the toxins out of your body. That's stated. You know, I've gone through a lot of different detox plans. There's one that I sort of grabbed from all the world experts and put on DrOz.com. So folks can just go there and look
Perfect.
At it.
I will say this, Dr. Oz, just because we're talking to Dr. Oz and we could talk about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gone number two since Saturday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that normal for you?
Well, it's sort of normal. I'm not really all that regular, but, you know, I haven't eaten anything since Sunday, and I haven't gone number two since Saturday, so that sounds bad to me.
Yeah, no, you should. Usually when you do a detox, the stuff that's already in your system will slowly come out, and your body will make material on its own. It's a little bit less bulky. But a solid detox, this is why it's important, is not a starvation program. A lot of people think detoxing is a way of launching into a diet. What a detox does is very different. Most people who are overweight or trying to detox are malnourished. So the first thing you do when you go into a detox is you nourish yourself, but you just don't do it with all the junk that comes along with it. So you want to make sure that you've got a lot of soups in it, but those soups have to have nutrients that give your liver and your lungs and your intestines exactly what they need to rejuvenate themselves. So you don't want to starve yourself. You want to give yourself the right nutrients. You should actually have enough fiber in your detox to give you enough bulk to clear the junk out of your intestines.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. Dr. Oz on the phone with us right now.
So from my number twos to mommy porn, how are you doing a show on 50 Shades of Grey?
I'll tell you, I was in the operating room talking to my, you know, scrub nurses who are, you know, they're like Nurse Cratchit. They're tough-nosed people. And I said, well, have you guys heard of this 50 Shades of Grey? Because I've been hearing so many women talking about it. And one of the women who's really a tough one said, oh, it made me glow. I said, oh, my goodness. So we decided, you know, I've never thought I'd do a show on the topic, but it has really turned on the libido of a lot of women. And it shows on today, so I had an audience full of women, and they've all read the book. And I asked them very directly, what is it that's a turn on about getting tied up by a guy? And they said, it's not being the tied up part, it's the fact that it creates a conversation between us. So we can talk with our man in a way we never could before, and we have to negotiate with them. And women, it turns out, we had a bunch of experts on the show, I just taped it, that talked about the fact that women, actually, their biggest fantasy is having domination. They just don't want to be hurt, right? They don't want to get, you know, do things they don't want to do, but they want a man to take control of the intimacy in their lives and to do the homework. And so with the men and the women, you know, these people hadn't had sex in years, and they are going at it. It was a very intense discussion.
Hey, Dr. Oz, today at 4 p.m., it is the sexual phenomenon, 50 Shades of Grey. That's what your show is about today. Quickly, before we let you go, we have 2 seconds. We had strangers come up this morning and give Maury hugs. Maury was having a bad day. Do you have any sort of explanation as to what, you know, physically or medically it does to a human being to just have that contact with somebody they don't know, like a random hug from a stranger?
It absolutely releases oxytocin, which is the cuddling hormone, and that hormone is like a Valium for the brain.
Really?
It soothes you down. That's why a hug is so valuable. Human contact is the most underappreciated medicine we have. That's why when I always teach the residents when I in the hospitals settings that you want to sit down next to the patient and hold their hands.
Aww.
Because people aren't doing that. And if you just have that connection with them, even if you're giving them bad news, it takes the heat off the message. And people are medicated by the fact that someone they trust is taking the time to make them know that they matter.
Amazing. Dr. Oz, thank you so much,
right,
bro.
Take care.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.